Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Allianz recently released its latest study on wildfire risk. Here to discuss that in further detail is Kevin Sandelin, Senior Risk Consulting Engineer at Allianz Risk Consulting. Kevin, so glad you could join us today.
Hey, thanks for having me, John. I appreciate being here.
So, Kevin, can you tell us about some of the key findings of the report?
Yeah, so this report, you know, really gives a lot of insight into what's been happening, in particular, the changes in wildfire exposures over the past few years. And focusing in, you know, not just on where we've been, but where we're going and why we're seeing these changes. So the report really focuses in on, you know, the increase in global insured losses, particularly from some of the large fires we've seen in the last few years, the Camp Fire, Wine Country, Maui, et cetera. But then we talk about some of the, you know, the main risks, but also some mitigation efforts and what can be done. So try to round it out by really talking about the things that the industry can be looking at to help reduce that exposure as best we can as we see this continuing trend with the increase in frequency and severity in wildfires.
You mentioned frequency and severity, and that's changing as far as in geographic areas. Do you want to discuss that some, Kevin?
Yeah, absolutely. That is probably the crux of a lot of what we see and hear and talk about in the insurance industry right now is why is that happening? And the recent proliferation of wildfires, you know, particularly in the last few years, is due in part to a number of factors. We've got hotter and drier weather, right? I believe since the mid-1800s, since we've been recording weather, the last 10 years, last decade, provided us with the 10 warmest years on record, including 2024 being the hottest year on record. So because of that, we've got drier vegetation, which obviously more easily burns. We also, interestingly, are seeing an increase in the length of fire season because you have earlier snowmelt. In some areas, you know, a month or more in advance of traditional snowmelt dates. So that's, you know, extending out that time frame. And we're also seeing fuel loads increase. In different areas, forest management is challenged, right? In a number of areas, it's not been a focus, because wildfire risk has not been traditionally considered a concern, right? Upper parts of Canada, places in Siberia where we're starting to see these fires, you know, start in the past few years. On top of that, invasive species, both plants and insects, can completely change that fire profile for, you know, entire forest or region. And, you know, really lastly, I think one of the other points here, we talk about that the frequency and severity, And the geographic part as well is urban sprawl. And we are seeing an increase in the sort of volume, so to speak, of the wildland urban interface. You know, those lands where we've got human development right up against or, you know, intermixed with undeveloped, you know, natural vegetation. These areas are so particularly prone to fires, just given that proximity. And then on top of it, you have the human being, right? We've got human activity in these areas in particular, just greatly increases that chance for a man-made ignition.
What are some of the main risks for businesses associated with wildfires, Kevin, beyond the obvious that your business burns down?
That's I will touch on the obvious one, right? I mean, property damage is a concern. Buildings, vehicles, equipment, infrastructure, all, you know, top of mind. But to your point, there's a whole litany of other things, business risk wise. Business interruption, for one, right? Okay, my factory burned down, but now I can't sell widgets. And maybe it takes me 12 months before I can build a new factory. And how long am I going without building those widgets? I got 12 months of business interruption. Maybe I should have started with this next one, but employee safety. It's one thing to say we need to make sure employees are safe at work and we don't want them in the facility if there's a wildfire nearby. But outside of that, do your employees have a place to live? Can they get to work, right? If the roads are closed or blocked, can they get there? Air quality, right? Another issue for employees. Maybe they're able to get there. You may have a fire miles and miles and miles away. In some instances last year, we had fires in Canada where the smoke was coming across the border into the northern parts of North America. Air quality, a big concern for employees there. Environmental issues, right? What if you're a chemical manufacturer? What effects does a plume of smoke from burning chemicals have in the surrounding area? Supply chain issues. What if your vendors are out of business? You can't continue to produce those widgets that we talked about. And then, you know, kind of from a different lens, right, is liability and litigation. So what if your company or your employee started the fire? What's the financial impact there, right? What's the reputational impact? Can your organization handle a long, drawn-out litigation process, you know, let alone the reputation? What do people think? Are they going to go to another supplier? Are they going to go to another company? Those implications are many, obviously.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
And I would imagine that there are sectors or businesses that are more exposed to wildfires than others. And as I'm thinking out loud, for instance, agriculture or lumber is probably more prone than others.
Yeah, I mean, for obvious reasons, agriculture, timber, lumber, very much exposed given location, design, and layout. And, you know, it's not just crops, but also livestock. And then you have some, you know, interesting sort of outliers when you talk about agriculture and timber, but particularly for ag, you could have long-term impacts from a severe fire from soil degradation, particularly when you have a fire that's followed by heavy rains and strips away that top layer of soil. It really changes the environment and how you can use that land. Outside of ag and timber, utilities, right? Exposure here is going to come from a lot of different places: power plants, transformers, transmission lines. Construction and real estate, neighborhoods under construction, particularly vulnerable, the effects of that housing sector, the construction needs to rebuild or, you know, can be a lot. Transportation and logistics, road closures, damaged bridges, can really put a halt to delivery of goods, movement of goods. Lastly, in sort of a generic sense, anyone operating in that wildland urban interface, no matter the industry, there's a lot of, you know, of these different industries are affected more commonly, but you're right, as I say, location has a lot to do with it.
You mentioned utilities. Are you suggesting things like power lines are a significant risk?
Yeah, absolutely. Utilities themselves are at a particularly high risk, and it's probably good to focus a little bit more on these guys. You know, power plants, transmission lines, transformers, pipelines, things like battery energy storage systems, solar installations, wind farms. All of these are, you know, heavily exposed. And when you start looking at things like battery energy storage systems and solar, you've got, you know, and won't go into too much detail, but you've got some additional concerns that come along with those sort of exposures. But in general, for utility, right, the impact of the energy grid cannot be understated. Obviously, we've seen over the past few years, you know, various outages in different parts of the country from different reasons. But wherever they're coming from, that exposure, you know, one from wildfire and two from other areas, is really sort of longstanding and affects a lot of different parts of not only that business or that power company, but everybody around them. Everybody needs electricity. Everybody needs power. Everybody needs gas and whatnot. So particularly a lot of concerns with utility for sure.
Are there any new tools or technology available for companies to assess their wildfire exposures?
Yeah, there's a number of services, tools, you know, technologies that support wildfire preparation, defense, response, depending on what you're looking for within your organization. Companies have opportunities to look at it from kind of all three of those lenses, or each one individually, depending on their need. But you know, some tools are really designed to help companies, you know, reduce particular risk by doing things like helping them design safe spaces around their facility, you know, mapping out their facility and giving guidance on this is exactly where you need to put your fire breaks in. This is where you need to clear vegetation. And then there's, you know, guiding principles on building design, but there's, you know, guidance specifically focused on that. There's technology specifically focused around your building design, where it's located, the prevailing winds, things like that. So really try to give you insight into all the different elements and how the fire would interact with your facility. God forbid it did show up. You know, other tools and technologies provide insight into fire exposure, let's say from facility to facility or for an entire portfolio of locations. And now what we're seeing is tools that provide you that not only based on historical data, because that's traditionally where we're getting fire weather information from, but also into the future using predictive modeling and analytics, you know, based on various climate scenarios. You know, Allianz is proud to have one such tool for our clients, but the idea is that using technology, we're seeing ways of looking at wildfire risk differently, and it's emerging really, really quickly. And you know, clients now have the ability to look at their locations, look at even their vendor locations, look at potential locations they want to purchase. If they want to acquire another company, they want to know about their locations. They can, you know, populate their locations into a system and understand what is potential climate change going to do to affect my business from a wildfire standpoint or from a natural catastrophe standpoint in general for multiple perils.
Kevin, how are insurers working with brokers and clients to mitigate the risks associated with wildfires?
Many different ways. You know, Allianz and our contemporaries in the insurance industry have so many different things that we can do and do for our clients. Also want to put in there, brokers do a lot as well. And depending on the broker that you have, some brokers have full-fledged programs around this. Others utilize what the carrier provides. But, you know, really it comes down to providing guidance on as many of the elements as we discussed today as possible. From, you know, risk engineering tools, resources, personnel, you know, with the expertise focused on wildfire risk. Services are going to really range greatly from your sort of standardized guidelines. You know, here's a one sheet, you know, paper, or here's a few page PDF on how you can reduce your wildfire exposure to, you know, remote and or in-person surveys, online trainings for you to train your team members or your employees as a client on, you know, what to do to reduce exposure, prepare and react, all the way to, you know, custom, you know, high level analysis, you know, bespoke surveys, and the digital tools that we talked about a few minutes ago. So some of those digital tools are coming out from, you know, carriers and brokers and can be part of your insurance program as a whole. So there's a lot going on. It's a topic of concern, and a lot of carriers are stepping up and doing more to help provide their clients with what they need.
Oh, this has been very informative. Kevin, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me again. I really appreciate the conversation.
That was Kevin Sandelin, Senior Risk Consulting Engineer at Allianz Risk Consulting. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.